people of Haiti will have the full support of the United States in the urgent effort to rescue those trapped beneath the rubble and to deliver the humanitarian relief, the food, water, and medicine that Haitians will need in the coming days.
U.S. officials have since said that they'll likely send 2,000 Marines, as well as ships, helicopters, and transport planes in the coming days. But Obama said the effort must be international.
Now, this rescue and recovery effort will be complex and challenging. As we move resources into Haiti, we will be working closely with partners on the ground, including the many NGOs from Haiti and across Haiti, the United Nations Stabilization Mission, which appears to have suffered its own losses, and our partners in the region and around the world. This must truly be an international effort.
South Florida U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz said on MSNBC that Haiti, the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, lacks the kind of rescue infrastructure needed to deal with such a major catastrophe.
There's no one to come to help inside of Haiti, so we have to step up, and the nations of this world are going to have to step up. These are human beings who have been through devastating situations from weather and earthquakes. The wrath seems to be raining down on them, and we need to make sure that we can help them climb out.
While the 9 million who live in Haiti struggle in the quake's aftermath, many of the hundreds of thousands of Haitian Americans living in Florida are dealing with their own hardships. Wasserman Schultz said that the U.S. should prevent undocumented Haitian immigrants from being forcibly sent back in the days following the disaster.
It's incredibly important that the United States grant TPS, temporary protective status, to the Haitians that are here, because the last thing in the world that we need to have happen is for Haitians who are here to be sent back to Haiti in this desperate hour that they are struggling through. There's no way they could support that.
In the hours following the quake, Farah Joost, a Haitian-born activist living in Miami, told Dennis Bernstein, host of Pacifica Radio's Flashpoints, that she was distraught after a call to her wheelchair-bound mother in Port-au-Prince was dropped. She said that many Haitians living in Florida are experiencing the same anguish, partly because they are well aware of the capital's many poorly constructed buildings.
We are very close and we are communicating to each other, and we're very worried. We're hearing things from time to time. The foundation of the houses in Haiti were not adequate for this type of situation. Half of Haiti, and this is a catastrophe.
Just added that Port-au-Prince is well beyond its population capacity.
I was told that the whole country, Port-au-Prince especially, is. You have to understand that Port-au-Prince was built for 275,000 people. Right now, there's 2 million and something in Port-au-Prince, so you can imagine.
Brian Kincannon of the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, who also appeared on Flashpoints, said that post-colonial economic policies exercised in the country have made the population even more vulnerable to natural disasters.
Its general vulnerability is a man-made phenomenon. The fact that there are so many people in places like Carrefour and the hillsides around Port-au-Prince, that's a produced phenomenon. That's because there were policies of the United States government and the IMF and the World Bank that were intentionally done to depopulate the countryside, because those people felt that Haiti's destiny was an assembly manufacturer, and they would help Haiti get to its destiny by doing trade practices that made people unable to make a living in the countryside, so they'd be forced to come to the city.